I've always loved kicking back with a great cigar, especially as the weather cools down. It's the perfect time to relax with friends, maybe watch the game, or just enjoy a fall evening outside. And when it comes to finding the best cigars, Cigars International is my go-to. They've got everything. Whether I'm looking for a classic favorite or trying something new, Cigars International never disappoints. Cigars International is the go-to retailer for all things cigars, with the biggest selection of premium handmade cigars available anywhere. Cigars International also offers unbeatable deals and discounts, making it easy to stock up on your favorites or try something new without breaking the bank. With fast shipping, their 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can shop with confidence, knowing that Cigars International stands behind every order. They got great relationships with their vendors that help provide great low prices. Whether you're new to cigars or a seasoned pro, Cigars International's make it easy to find the right cigar with helpful guides, staff reviews, and expert advice. It's not just about cigars. Cigars International also offers a wide range of accessories, humidors, and more. Visit CigarsInternational.com today and explore their incredible selection of premium cigars and unbeatable deals. For our listeners only, they are giving you 20% off your order of $50 or more, plus free shipping when you use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout. That is CigarsInternational.com and use the code DRINKINGBROS at checkout for 20% off $50 or more and free shipping. Whether you're looking for the perfect fall cigar or just want to explore something new, Cigars International has you covered.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
What is up? Welcome back to Outside the Top 25. I am your host, Rob Fox, joined as always by Dan Regester. It's another beautiful week
to talk about our dog shit teams. I'm excited.
I'm not, because mine is very much on the cusp of joining this conversation next week.
You escaped unburdened.
Yeah, for a week. And we dropped 2 spots in the rankings. I don't know how.
Because you should have lost. You should have lost.
I don't know how. Who's above us? Oh, I don't know how Ole Miss is still ranked above us, but it is what it is.
You're on your, like, 2016, 2017 UCF bullshit, or 2017, 2018. Where Mississippi State, with 3 losses, kept getting ranked ahead of UCF, who was undefeated.
Yeah.
And it made me just loathe Starkville, because I got into just so many online fights.
It's an easy place to hate, honestly, I imagine. But, yeah, I just, like, come on, man. You couldn't give us – because now we have no cushion. Like, you couldn't put us at 17 and give us, like, enough cushion that we can keep a number next to our name.
It's just Missouri. The state as a whole is – they're not pleasant people.
Mississippi State?
Mississippi.
Mississippi, yeah.
You have a problem with Ole Miss, I have a problem with Mississippi State.
I don't have a problem with Ole Miss. Well, I have a problem with Ole Miss in terms of just them being ranked ahead of us.
But well, that's how it starts, and then
right.
They start to get near mentions, and you start to get irrational with how much time you spend answering these fucking peons.
Ole Miss is, I like, so Ole Miss is interesting to me as a program in general, I will say, even though this is outside. But honestly, Ole Miss spends most of their time outside the top 25. That is, they are an outside program, right? They're an outside the top 25 program, typically.
You could say the same about Missouri.
Yeah, you absolutely can. I'm not saying we're not. We are. Easily. This is undeniable outside the top 25 program. don't get that twisted at all. Ole Miss, I've said this before, Ole Miss is like the Chicago Cubs of college football, right? Like, even though they don't really have a winning tradition, they still have a lot of tradition. Like, the Grove is the Wrigley Field of college football.
No.
Yes.
No, it's not.
Have you been to either?
Have I been to Wrigley? Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
I have not been to...
The Grove?
The Grove, no.
You should. It's great.
It's definitely not the Wrigley Field.
What do you mean? What, explain why you football. Disagree. It, to me, it's both are like...
Wrigley Field's like... that's Notre Dame.
What?
Notre Dame is Wrigley Field in my mind.
No, Notre Dame wins. Notre Dame has a rich tradition of winning.
But I'm just saying, venue-wise, it's not.
I'm saying that they both have these like things.
And also, Notre Dame does not win.
They are anymore. Historically one of the winningest programs
I know,
of all time.
But like not recently.
You know what? You know who else isn't recently a winner, but is one of the winningest base, just to do the crossover again, is the Oakland A's, or the Sacramento A's.
All right, so are you saying Notre Dame's Fenway?
Yeah, that's more accurate. That's a lot more accurate. Notre Dame would be like the Red Sox.
Okay, well, like I still need like a historic venue, I guess, like wherever.
First off, Vaught is old, but I'm saying it's like the Grove and Wrigley Field are both like these picturesque venues that don't host a lot of winning, but do host a lot of fun and are very old and very historic and are, despite the fact that not a lot of wins happen in them, are ingrained and one of the great parts of their sport. I think it's a perfect fucking analogy.
It's not.
And I don't need your hater bullshit.
Ole Miss has never won, though. Like, the Cubs have at least won.
Ole Miss has some claimed natties.
What, 1908, too?
Let's see. Ole Miss lays claims to... Actually, these are not the worst years to have claims. They're not great, but they're not... It's not like A&M. As we established the other day, Hitler's not alive for these. Mm. 59, 60, and 62, they have claims. The NCAA officially recognizes them as the 1960 national champions.
All right.
The Cubs... You know what? Let us know in the comments. Let us know in the chat. Does my Cubs analogy work or not? I need to take this to a jury trial. I can't just have this fucking debate.
There's just got to be a better example of... Because the Cubs are... They are such like a top-tier franchise in baseball. Like
not by wins?
No, it doesn't matter, but like as a...
But the vibe of them. They are baseball.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying about Ole Miss. It's the same
but
thing.
But they're not.
The vibe
Ole Miss,
of it.
The Cubs... People love the Cubs, and people are like repping the Cubs, even no matter what. And it's like a bigger brand. Ole Miss is not that big of a brand, though. Outside of the state of Mississippi, Ole Miss is not like... I'm not rocking Ole Miss gear.
I'm telling you, they are both the beating heart. They both like are such a deeply ingrained part of what makes each sport great, even though they don't win a lot.
That's fine, but like you're really underselling the Cubs.
I'm not.
Not for the winning, but as a brand. Like, everyone in the Midwest is...
Yeah, that's fine, but you don't need to extend this analogy out, like, 1,000 miles.
That's what I'm doing, dude.
Like, I know. Like, obviously, Mississippi's not Chicago.
Yes. But I'm like, this is stupid.
No, but it works. And anyway, let's...
Just because you're so wrong. Let's move on.
Just let us know. I can't.
Like, Ole Miss has no fucking business being... associated with the Cubs.
The analogy works and is perfect, and I
like
won't
they're hear. Kind of getting on Lane Kiffin's ass right now, but he wins double digits every year. 10, 11 wins. Ole Miss don't do that.
I know. Ole Miss is not...
They're not a national powerhouse. They're not a brand. They're
the
maybe,
Cubs are not a powerhouse either.
Ole Miss might be like the 7th most important program in the SEC.
In terms of like actual on-field stuff,
no,
yes.
In general.
They are, when you think of the SEC, you think of Ole Miss.
They might be like the 8th most important.
In terms
of
environment, when you think of the SEC, you think of Ole Miss.
Florida, Georgia, Alabama, Tennessee, there's so many more.
When you think of environment, when you think of Southern football, the image you get, even if you don't know it's Ole Miss, is Ole Miss. The tailgating, everything.
That's your frat brain infiltrating...
It's not. And the Grove is not just... I mean, everyone looks like they're in a fraternity in the Grove, but that's not...
Boat size. That's the whole SEC, though.
Man, that's not true, man. I got yelled at by a fat Mississippi redneck in a hoodie in the Grove. Called me a Yankee. Put some fucking stank on it, too.
Yeah. Well, you are a part of the Union, right?
Yeah, yeah. Missouri State in the Union. I don't think they yell that at Kentucky fans, though. Another border state.
Hmm. Yeah, but you guys are new, though. You're new
the
SEC.
You Yankees. I was like, cool. That's a compliment. We won. And we're going to win tonight. And we did win that night. So they can
Dude, I would say A&M probably has more claim to like being culturally relevant than Ole Miss.
That's... All right, let's just get into this week's episode. I can't do it. Good news for me, I did not live bet Liberty last night.
Good thing.
Yeah.
Kennesaw State. Here we go. Oh,
holy shit.
Turnover plank. I don't know if they still do that, but first win of the season. Liberty's first loss of the season. You're out. Playoff.
They're done.
Hopes dashed.
That's Kennesaw's first win against an FBS program, period.
Ever?
Ever.
Sick.
Ever. Liberty is out of the playoff picture. I do not care if they win their conference. I do not care.
Saw the Liberty message boards got shut down by moderators because they just couldn't handle the negativity.
Wow.
Censorship.
I think those people should go and pray about it personally.
Weird. The party, that side that is always screaming censorship. Yeah. And if their football team loses, shut it down.
Get censored. Yeah. Well, I mean, God, must have been a nightmare to be a moderator. But also, Liberty, who do you think you are? Liberty wasn't making the playoff anyway this year.
If they went undefeated, they were.
No, I don't think they
would have been the Florida State of this year's. They would have been 13th.
Yeah, I kind of think so. I just don't feel like, especially if Army or Navy goes undefeated, I don't think they would have hopped either of those teams.
We can have.
In
more
fact,
than
I'm
one
taking. I would take. I would take a one loss Boise over an undefeated.
For
Liberty.
Sure, I would too. But I'm saying like, you can have more than one G5.
Yeah, here. and I would take a one loss UNLV over. Because that would assume they beat Boise. I would take a one-loss UNLV over.
It wouldn't have mattered, though, because they weren't going to go undefeated because they were going to lose to Sam Houston at the end of the season.
Oh, my God. Sam Houston looked horrible on Tuesday.
Still got the win, dude.
They had their backup QB in. If they, I don't know what's
still
going
beat
on.
FIU.
It was bad.
We're talking about the now 6-2 Sam Houston.
Yeah, if their quarterback
Bearcats.
Doesn't if their quarterback doesn't come back, they are not beating Liberty. I don't know what his status is, but he didn't play last night or Tuesday night or whatever. Dude, if he doesn't come back, they're fucked.
This shouldn't actually be Division I football. This should be FCS.
What, Sam Houston?
Yeah.
And FIU? Yeah, it looked FCS. I mean, it was fucking awful. Actually, and you know what was funny? I was watching that game, and I got a blast in the past as a Mizzou fan because our one of our offensive coordinators under Gary Pinkel and like Chase Daniels quarterback coach and stuff, David Yost, now the OC at FIU. I just kept hearing, heard David Yost, David. I was like, what? I had to look it up. And see
you're now
he,
2-6.
Yeah,
FIU
they're bad.
Panthers.
They're bad. But David Yost gets paid $350,000 a year to be an offensive coordinator at FIU.
Also, how talk about that, a blast from the past. Mike McIntyre, now the coach at FIU.
That's how does FIU. I looked up David Yost's salary last night because I was like, I wonder if I make more than David Yost. I was like, there's no way. Like he's definitely making six figures, but like it's got to be a certain amount.
Wow, dude, you're just flexing that you make six figures.
SFC, baby. I have to do two. I have to have two jobs to do it. But
six figures, 6 feet, 6 inches, baby.
Yeah, but I was like, FIU has got to be paying under. Like, it's got to be this or whatever. Like, there's no way it's really high. He makes $350K to be an offensive coordinator for a 2-6 FIU. That is fucking crazy.
No, it's not.
I just couldn't believe it. I thought it would be a lot less than that.
No, it's fucking football, dude.
FIU?
They got, like, 35, 40,000 students.
Fucking guess, man.
It's huge. It's a
big
school.
I just doesn't feel like that. Doesn't feel like a money-making operation there.
Dude, they had AJ and Big Justice. Or actually, no, that
sounds like
those FAU. Never mind.
Yeah. Also, you might as well just said the Rizzler. I don't even know. What
well, yeah, it's the same family, so it's all the same universe.
Ugh,
the Costco
gross.
Boys.
Fuck that.
No, they went to FAU and they tried to do the world's biggest boom, and it's really sad.
That's.
I'll never forget my awful time at FIU though. In order to go to the UCF FIU game 2011. I'd become a season ticket holder for FIU. So to buy season tickets because they were not selling single game tickets.
And they weren't of no value, I assume. You couldn't resell them.
Well, they also just didn't want UCF to, like, overflow the stadium.
Flood it. Yeah. But, so, I mean, I just assume that, like, no one wanted to. Like, if you had the other tickets and maybe tried to list them.
No, it was a good FIU team because they had T.Y. Hilton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We actually lost to them.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. It was an awful time. T.Y. Hilton, I believe, like returned a touch. He had like they scored like two touchdowns on special teams.
Yeah, that's always
and,
fun.
And like I think we muffed a punt at like the 2 yard line or
mm-hmm,
something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we lost by three, but they didn't really score on offense. And I got into like a huge fight with my then girlfriend, and I ripped my ticket in half, and they just like sat, like I told them at the gate, and they let me in. Sadly, it was a bad time. I went to the Fiji house there, and they were all just kind of like fucked up on like coke and
sweet.
Yeah, it was not a good time.
Okay,
because like I was going through it.
Fair enough.
I got into like this huge blow up with my then girlfriend.
Ugh, it's a fucking nightmare. Girlfriends are the worst.
It was a bad time. Why would you ever have a girlfriend in college? I had two. It was bad.
Same. It was a bad decision. Very dumb. Anyway, why don't we recap last week's records?
Do we have to? I don't think we have to do that either.
Boy, you are just down bad this season.
It's a better record than I thought because, dude, I started like 0-10 on the day.
Really?
I was trying to go for perfection, the like reverse Uno.
Right, right.
I was trying to go 0-21. But
God.
I went 7-14.
sick.
1-0 on my Moneyline Dogs, though. So I got that. Hit that. That was no-brainer. Then you went 13-6, whatever.
Just fucking jack it up. 21 games over 500.
2-0 on Moneyline Dogs. So I'm 66-82-1 on the season. Football doesn't even matter. 6-4 on Moneyline Dogs. I'm probably going to have my first losing season ever on the show, so that's cool.
I want to see what my percentage is on the year.
You're 83-62-2, so the two don't count at the end.
Yeah.
So just 83-62, you're 5-4 on Moneyline Dogs. Your win percentage, so
57%.
It's not bad.
Not bad. Not actually less than I thought. It's actually crazy because I'm like, man, I'm crushing it this year. And then you look at the percentage and it's like, oh. 57%.
Yeah, 60% is the golden number.
60 is?
To make money.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow, so none of us are making money.
No, 58, you're still making money, but if you want to like do it professionally,
right?
The number is 60%.
You got to win 6 out of 10 of your bets. That makes sense, I suppose. All right, man, let's get into this week's picks.
Sure. We're starting out with Louisville. Boston College, the over-under is 53.5.
Friday night game.
Louisville's laying 7.5.
Boy, is Louisville the best 4-3 team in the country?
They lost to Miami. They lost. Name the other two losses.
SMU and Notre Dame. I mean, and all by one score.
Yeah, Brahms got to get it figured out.
Every game they've lost is by one score. Now, granted.
Also, I want to shout out. My hair is as crazy as it can be right now because I'm trying to go for that that Texas fan look.
Oh, did you see? There was a video of him finding out he was going viral in the middle of the game.
Yeah, I saw that.
That was really fucking funny. I also enjoyed.
And he's trying to like parlay it into a McConaughey haircut.
The best thing about him was they asked him what he wants to do with this, and he goes, "My life goal is to be on the Hawk to a podcast."
That's pretty funny, dude. Let's get him on the show. Let's get him on the pod.
Let's hit him up. Let's get him on fucking outside. Get him on softcore. It'll be fucking great.
Who doesn't want to be on the Hawk 2 podcast?
Right? But, dude, Louisville, best 4-3 team in the country. What's the line? 7.5?
They're laying 7.5 in Chestnut Hill.
They didn't have – I mean, they only beat Virginia by 4 on the road. But BC, I feel like, is coming apart a little bit.
A little bit. I'm going to take the over. Just cheer for points on a Friday night. Why not?
Okay.
53.5. I think Louisville could probably hit that themselves.
Yeah, I think. Ooh, I do like that. But I am taking. I'll take Louisville to cover. I think they roll. I think Louisville is frustrated, wins big.
Next up, we got Rutgers going cross country, catching almost 2 touchdowns, 13.5. At USC, the over-under is 56.5. Talk about somebody coming apart from the seams. Lincoln Riley and your USC Trojans. Is he out?
He's got to go. It's over. It's fucking over. Like, they're 3-4.
Are they building something?
No.
Bring back
Miller
Moss
next year. He's bad, dude. He sucks. He's fucking bad. Oh, God damn, dude. I do think they win this game. But I think Rutgers covers. Rutgers not doing great. I mean, both these teams are on losing streaks. Rutgers losing at Nebraska by 7, that's fine. That's a fine loss. They got fucking clobbered by Wisconsin. And then UCLA, the best 2-win team in the country.
Honestly, dude, UCLA is starting to find something. Maybe they battle back. I'm going USC to cover. Fuck it. Lay the two touchdowns.
I think this is going to be a stupid, stupid game.
It will be. Yeah. But I could see USC winning this game like 21-0.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Why not? Next up, we got Georgia Tech -10.5 at Virginia Tech. The over-under is 51.5. I'm not sure if Haynes King's playing, but they are. I mean, they're laying 10.5 at Virginia Tech. That's crazy.
Yeah. That. Let's see the news here. Status still in the air from 2 days ago. King listed as day-to-day. Hard to make a pick on this, I guess, without knowing King's status. And I almost wanted to go...
Oh, I'm sorry. Georgia Tech's getting 10.5.
Yeah.
I wrote that wrong. Yeah, makes way more sense there. I'm like, how the fuck is Georgia Tech laying 10.5?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even fully read that because I assumed Georgia Tech was the dog in that.
Yeah, I'll grab Georgia Tech then. Give me the points. 10.5.
What's interesting, what's the over-under? 50 what?
51.5.
51.5, boy. Virginia Tech keeps up their end of the bargain. They've actually been scoring quite a bit this year. They have a great offense, actually. I'm just going to say...
Jones, good dual-threat quarterback.
I'm going to lean on... If King isn't playing, Virginia Tech, for sure. So I'll just take Virginia Tech. Like, I love that bet if without Georgia Tech's starting quarterback in there.
All right. Tulane, -8 at North Texas. The over-under, 67.5. Both 5-2. North Texas coach kind of calling out their fans.
For what?
It's an 11 a.m. kick. People are complaining about it.
Who do you think you are, North Texas? Although, I bet you North Texas gets a lot of nighttime kickoffs just because they're on, like, ESPNU or something. You know what I mean?
One of the
like,
biggest games in probably North Texas history here.
You think so?
Yeah. This is for... I mean, you could... Huge conference implications.
Yeah. I agree with that 100%. Boy, the over is really high, and I still kind of
love the over.
Kind of love it. Not a great game against Rice for Tulane, and just in terms of scoring, but I mean, the 3 weeks before that, 71.
Give me Tulane.
What?
Give me Tulane all day.
Just to win?
No, to cover. -8.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to just take the over. They probably do cover, but I'll just to switch it up, I'll take the over. Although I don't think we've agreed on anything so far.
Nope, which is always a great sign for me.
Is it?
Nope. We got Arkansas -6 at Mississippi State. The over-under is 56.5.
Mississippi State.
I love the Mississippi State line, and I'm also going to take them as my money line dog of the week.
Oh, all right.
At home, Mississippi State gets it done. Arkansas's in shambles. Levy's got something cooking with Van Buren. Mississippi State wins the game outright.
Is Arkansas in shambles? They've every game again. Well, I guess they did lose by a lot to LSU. Their other two losses are by a single score. Mississippi State. I don't know what's going. I would love to hear an explanation for that.
This gets Sam Pittman fired.
What?
This is going to get Sam Pittman fired.
Is Sam Pittman finally going to do it? I mean, Mississippi State. What, 6-game losing streak?
I don't care.
Yeah, 6-game losing streak.
They've given Georgia a game. They've given Texas a game.
They gave Texas a half, but they gave A&M a game. They
gave A&M a game. They're starting to find something.
Nah, man, give me Arkansas. Mississippi State's feisty, but they're not that feisty.
I mean, it's at home, man. Stark Vegas. Anything can happen.
I don't give a shit. Roll Are they the even dice. Showing up for this? Are there cowbells in the stadium for this game?
Several. Dozens, at least. Northwestern +14 at Iowa. The over-under is 37.5. Iowa just got fucking run by Michigan State. Northwestern not very good, though.
I mean, Northwestern's not bad. They're 3-4. They're fighting for a bowl. Northwestern has a path. I'm sorry, that's the wrong schedule. Northwestern has a path to a bowl. They play Purdue.
I'm going to take the over, though.
Actually, I don't know if Northwestern has a path to a bowl because they play Purdue. And they have to win their next two games to get that bowl because they close with Ohio State at Michigan and Illinois. And, yeah, they're going to have to steal one of those three.
Iowa over seem to be doing well this year. So I'm going to take the over.
Damn it, dude. I'm taking the over as well.
It's as if Vegas is still doing the Iowa thing from last year.
Yeah. I do also like the over. Iowa has been scoring. They've scored 20. They dropped 40 on Washington.
They let Michigan State score 32.
Yeah, yeah. Where's the defense? They let Ohio State score 35. I mean, they goddamn Iowa State dropped 20 on them.
Yeah, give me the over. 37.5. Let's do it.
Yeah, I love that.
Points,
baby.
Points.
Don't know how I feel about that line, though, because I could see this being an Iowa blowout.
Maryland -4 at Minnesota. The over-under is 45.5.
This is like the Purgatory Bowl.
Also, let me see if I wrote that wrong, because it would make...
I got Minnesota -4 over here.
Yep, it should be Minnesota then. So Maryland +4.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sorry.
Both of these teams are just impossible to read. Like, what do you... Maryland beats a USC team that doesn't know what it's doing, but drops a big loss to Northwestern, losing to Indiana's whatever. Actually, they played Indiana well for a while. I had money on the game. I remember watching it closely, and Maryland...
Give me the Gophers all day. -4.
Gophers back-to-back wins over LA schools and... You know, played Michigan tight before that. I do. Yeah,
bit of a backdoor there.
Minnesota at home. I like that a lot. Yeah. I think Maryland's too inconsistent. Give me the home team.
This is a weird line right here. Oklahoma State +7 at Baylor. The over under 64.5. Oklahoma State on a terrible run. Baylor starting to find something. They just kind of roll. They've wrecked Tech.
Yeah. Yeah, they did. Oklahoma State, what, a 4-game losing streak?
But competitive.
Yeah, I guess, but, you know, it's a nightmare.
Is Gundy on the hot seat?
I think at some point...
Are they ever going to get tired of Gundy?
I think there's a lot of them that probably are very tired of Mike Gundy. Just because at some point you get complacent with being, I don't know, a perpetual 8-win team. With
not even this year.
Well, I know not this year, but I feel like Gundy's like an 8-win coach who has like great, and that's like Missouri's ceiling too, right? You want a guy whose floor is 8 wins, and once every 4 to 6 years, he gives you that chance to have a great, memorable season.
I think Gundy's got the goods here. He'll cover +7, Oklahoma State
+7 at Baylor, midday game.
In Waco doesn't really.
No.
It doesn't do anything for me.
Yeah, I don't know why, but I'm taking Baylor. I just, fuck it. It was 7, worst case I push, I feel like.
I don't think that's worst case. I think you lose.
Well, yeah, I guess that's the literal worst case. I'm just saying it feels like Baylor.
Yeah. Texas Tech at TCU. Tech's catching 7 after getting rolled by Baylor. The over-under is 66.5. I think that's too high.
The over-under?
Yeah. I'm going to go under, and I'm going to go Tech. Because TCU, again, stinks.
Yeah, TCU's been pretty bad, although they did. I mean, I guess they just beat, like, a hobbled Utah, but losing to Houston is something.
Dude, I don't know what the fuck's going on with Utah. Even without Cam Rising,
they should be like
they should be competent.
Competent,
like Whittingham's a good coach.
Yeah,
I thought.
Man, this is, you know what?
That just shows you how soft the fucking Pac-12 was.
Yeah,
coming to a big boy conference like the Big 12,
can't fucking do it.
Can't hang.
God, that is such a huge over too. Tech is +7.
Yeah.
Oh, give me Tech for sure. For sure, give me Tech. In fact, text my money line dog, too.
Boom. Then we got Oregon State catching 10.5 at Cal.
Oh, boy.
Over-under is 49.5. So much for my Oregon State can sneak into the playoff.
Well, they
16-1 bet.
They, they fucking couldn't hold up their end of the bargain. They blew it. They had a chance at greatness.
There was a path.
Had a chance at greatness, and they couldn't do it. But Cal also.
Cal just blew it to NC State.
Blew it to Pitt, blew it to Miami, blew it to Florida State.
49.5.
I mean, they're losing all of the... Talk about one-score losses. Like, you got to be just slamming your head into the fucking wall if you're a Cal fan at this point.
Give me the under. I hate this game.
This game does suck fucking a lot. Cal. Hold on. Let me just look at this real quick. Hold on. This is a give me Oregon State to cover. Both these teams have been playing one score games all year. And by the way, when I make that pick for them to cover, I make it on mybookie.com. Go to mybookie.com, use the promo code DrinkingBros to double your first deposit up to $1,000. So if you put in $1,000, they'll give you a free $1,000. If you put in $100, they'll give you a free $100, whatever. Whatever money you have in there or able to spend, they'll match it up to $1,000 with the promo code DrinkingBros. Also, if you are a regular player on mybookie.com, you are in the MyBookie Plus Rewards program, which means you get all types of cool stuff. They have free bet Thursdays. You can find that on the site in the sports book. They basically give you a free bet that they pick, and it's good bets too. A lot of it's like props and stuff a lot of times, and they hit. They frequently hit. They're not trying to fuck you on that. They are good bets that they pick. And then you also have they have like a rake back program. So if you know you had a hard week or whatever, they'll toss you a little money back to get you back in the game to cheer you up, just a little bit of participation trophy, if you will, but it's cash, so whatever, you might as well use it. And that is all at mybookie.com. It's where we make our picks. The MyBookie Plus Rewards program fucking rules. I highly recommend taking advantage of it. Next up, we got West Virginia, 3.5-point dog on the road at Arizona. A lot of coaches in here where we're just like, how are you still alive? Like, how are you still going? Now, Neil Brown's press conferences are getting... Neil Brown, I think he said the other day, like, the team was probably, like, tired of having home games.
Yeah, probably. But what is going on with Arizona's offense? It's kind of non-existent.
Yeah. Yeah, they've only scored over 20 points.
Like, once. Colorado's defense is not something you should only score 7 points on.
No. And McMillan... still stuck at 4 touchdowns.
Fafita's kind of been ass. Like, he hasn't been good.
Yeah, this team has fallen off a fucking cliff.
Yeah,
dude.
McMillan had 5 catches for 38 yards against did he go against Travis Hunter, I imagine?
Probably.
Yeah.
Almost certainly.
So, I mean, no shame in that, I guess. But being held to 7 points, I mean, they've scored 7 points a couple times this season. Yeah, they scored 7 points against Kansas State. They fucking got held to 19 against BYU.
So anytime they play like a competent defense, or in Colorado's case, a mediocre defense,
they haven't really
beaten
anyone of merit. They beat New Mexico, Northern Arizona, a fucking terrible Utah team apparently.
Yeah, I'm taking West Virginia here.
You going West Virginia in the points?
Yeah, Arizona's a mess right now, and like you said, they haven't been able
to. I tend to agree with you. If Arizona wins, it's going to be by a field goal, so you cover by 0.5 point.
Yeah.
Then we got Utah -3.5 for some reason at Houston.
Oh.
The over-under is 36.5.
I don't care.
Just under.
Under?
Under.
Good Lord.
36.5, it's terrible.
Yeah, I'll take Utah. Houston sucks. I just don't care. Houston sucks. I will.
This is going to be I'm not going to spend a second watching this game.
No, good Lord. There's so much. I mean, there's much better games to watch in and outside the top 25, but yeah, this is going to be fucking gross.
Then we got Michigan State at Michigan. This is a good game actually.
It gets me a good game that's also gross.
Yeah.
But I'm smashing the under.
39
on
Michigan State +5.
Under, baby.
Give me Michigan State. And the points, you're going under?
Yeah, I do think Michigan State wins this game, but I'll just stay off that pick. This is definitely going under, dude. Michigan can't score right now. I don't think Michigan State's offense is terribly competent either, even though, the programs right now are heading in different directions.
Yeah, yeah, I'll take Michigan State in the points, and I'll also take them as another money line dog.
Okay.
It's a bad year for Michigan, but I mean, they deserve everything that they're getting right now.
It's fine.
They cheated. They got their natty.
Yeah, they got what they wanted. But I mean, goddamn, Michigan, now Illinois had
another couple decades of irrelevance. That's what you have.
Yeah, I love Michigan State here, and I think Michigan's defense is good enough. Although I mean, they scored 32 on Iowa, but Michigan's defense is better than Iowa's. So yeah, under all about it.
Auburn catching 2.5 at Kentucky. The over-under is 43.5.
Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah.
What do you do with this? Auburn's on a 4-game losing streak.
I feel like Stoops and Freeze don't like each other at all.
Yeah.
Don't they have like previous beef?
Yes. Oh, I'm taking the under. Actually, Auburn scored 10 points on offense last week. They did not look, because we had a muff punt that they recovered in the end zone. They did not look
great. I didn't know you could do.
What do you mean?
Because, like, I thought it was wherever the ball, like, I thought on muff punts you couldn't, like, return it. I guess they recovered it in the end zone?
Yes.
Yeah. But you're not allowed to, like, when you do take the ball, I don't think you're supposed to, like, go forward. Like, it's wherever you get the ball. So, like, if someone muffs the punt and you recover at the five,
yeah,
you can't
so
run it
our,
in.
Our guy didn't call, Luther Burton, actually, did not call a fair catch because Luther thinks he can do anything. And,
because he can.
Usually. And he bobbles the ball, basically, and gets hit at the same time. Ball rockets into the end zone.
Yeah.
Auburn jumps on it.
Okay.
But Auburn only had 10 points on offense, and they were not terribly impressive. Kentucky has a good defense and no offense under all. I mean, this is a great under.
I'll take Kentucky at home.
I don't blame you for that.
Just lay the points. And then we got San Jose State. This is a good game, actually, at Fresno. San Jose State's catching 4.5. The over-under is 55.5.
Bit of a jockey situation in the Mountain West for standing here. I mean, this is a big Mountain West game, actually.
Yeah.
Fresno is the home team. Boy, let's see here. What's San Jose State been doing lately?
Give me the Spartans.
Oh, man. L at Colorado State.
Plus 4.5. That's fine. Colorado State's a little feistier than you think.
Fair enough. Fresno, meanwhile, both have losses to Washington State.
Mm-hmm. But San Jose State took Washington State to overtime. Actually, kind of blew that game. Washington State scored like 20-something points in the fourth quarter.
Yeah. I mean, Fresno played Wazoo close as well. They lost by, 8? So, yeah, not that many. Obviously got killed by UNLV. Just trying to see if anyone who's got a better win. That's what it, I guess they both of their best wins are probably Nevada. I'll take the home team here. I'll take Fresno.
I mean, look at that. San Jose State's got to win against Kennesaw State, though.
Hoot day.
You're going Fresno?
Yeah.
All right.
I think Fresno, home team.
This is a really good game here. Cincinnati catching 6.5 at Colorado. The over-under is 57.5.
How is Colorado still not ranked? You would think that just out of sheer
they're close. They're going to win this game pretty big, and then they're going to be ranked next week. And it's because they have two. I mean, they have two losses, one to Nebraska. That Nebraska loss looking much worse.
Yes, especially since it was not super competitive.
But still very much in play to win the Big 12.
Who, Colorado?
Yeah. They got one conference loss.
Yeah, yeah. No, they 100% are. Oh, my God.
Lost to Kansas State.
So fucking funny if they win the Big 12.
I want them in it.
I
want Dion, and I want them in the Big 12 championship.
If they won
the
Big 12, they need to might the make the playoff.
They would.
Because they'd be a ranked conference champion.
Yeah.
And they would almost certainly be within the top.
They would be in. There's a path. Colorado still has a path.
There's a path. Man, if you're going to lose a game, make it a non-con.
What?
So if you're going to lose a game, make it a non-con.
Yeah.
Cincinnati is what I was trying to look at here. Boy, after that Tech game, Cincinnati was scoring early. Their offense has gone absolutely stagnant the last couple weeks. They've won, but 19 and 24 points.
We kind of shut them down a little bit. I don't know how we didn't win that fucking game.
Because I kind of wanted to take maybe the over here, but
they didn't look particularly great against Arizona State. Arizona State also I bet on them midway through the week, and then I got news that Sam Levitt wasn't playing. And I'm like, yeah, that's cool. I'm glad he didn't travel with the team. And they're just Arizona State's a totally different team without him at quarterback.
Yeah. I got to go Colorado here. Because Cincinnati's offense has been pretty fucking mid lately, so I think it's just Colorado.
Just go with the guys that will ball out.
What?
Go with, like, the knowns.
Yes.
Travis Hunter, you go with fucking Shador.
Look, man,
Shador.
Colorado fans know that they still have something to play for.
Cincinnati also playing for the Big 12 championship.
They are also. These teams both. What the fuck, dude?
They have one conference loss. They both have one conference loss.
This is.
Big 12's wide open.
Yeah. Big 12 is fun, man. That's great.
Because apparently, like, Vegas loves UCF against BYU. We are now favored by 2.5.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
I'm going to be all over that, I think.
For UCF?
No.
Dude, don't do it.
Don't bet BYU?
Don't.
This is the week?
All the signs are saying you do not bet BYU.
Okay.
If anything, just fucking hold your nose and take us.
I'll probably just stay off of
we're
it.
We're going to beat BYU. It's going to be sick. It's going to save the season. It's going to save Gus's reputation, I guess. Not really. Like,
yeah.
I hate our team. I hate the whole Gus Malzahn era.
You just need it to be through. You need him to retire.
He is retired. He's just coaching football-wise retired.
To officially retire. Fair enough.
I don't think we're making a bowl this year.
How many winnable games do you have left?
So we got BYU. So say we win that game, we're 4-4.
Okay, well, you're favored to win.
Yeah.
At the very least.
Then we got Arizona. Well, we're 0-3 in games, we're favored. Well, our three of our four losses are us being favored. Then we got Arizona, which, we could win that game.
Yeah.
At Arizona State, Lovett will probably be back. I think we lose that game.
Okay.
At West Virginia, and then we got Utah.
It's rough.
We need three wins there.
Okay. It's tough. It's not the easiest path.
And also, if we do, we're going to lose the ball game. We'll be 6-7. I hate 6-7.
Six and seven is the worst fucking record. That's what pissed me off when people would be like whining about Eli Drinkwitz being under 500 in his first 3 years, or whatever, because it was the bowl games that made him under 500. Our SEC leading rusher sat out one of the bowl games, and then someone else sat out the other bowl game, and then we beat Ohio State, but they had people sitting out. So it's just like,
all right, looking at the Big 12 right now, though, who wins the Big 12?
Hold on, let me check.
And why is it Kansas State?
I mean, it probably is Kansas State, right? Like, that's just...
They're humming. They're starting to find their stride.
Oh. No, man. Just give me Iowa State still.
No, they suck.
They have to play at Iowa State.
Sure, but, like, they suck. We just played them last week. We should have beat them. They're not good. We should have beat them in Ames.
I'm going to lose my fucking mind when Missouri was a top 10 team the year before the 12-team playoff, and then this year, for whatever fucking reason, the random team, because Missouri was the random top 10 team last year, the random top 10 teams this year are Iowa State and Indiana, and you see those two fucking logos on the playoff bracket, and I'm just like banging my head into the walls. We're playing in the Alamo Bowl.
Indiana's good.
I know, but it still just sucks, man. Like, it's just, God damn it.
Well, is life unfair for Rob?
Yes. I tell that to my beautiful children every day.
Yeah. Well, I mean, life in college football is about avoiding getting fucked.
Yeah. I'm going to get fucked.
Every day. Last game, Wazoo, -14.5 at San Diego State. The over-under is 57.5. I love the under here because San Diego State can't score.
Give me Wazoo to just roll. 14.5.
Wazoo also has a path.
Yeah, I know they do. And they need roll, right? They need to stack bodies,
yeah,
not just wins. So, yeah. I love that all day.
Because the only loss right now is to Boise?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Yep. So, I mean, they finish with... I don't know if they have the strength of schedule, though, to get in.
And they won't have a conference championship, I suppose.
They would need Tech to win, like, the Big 12, which I don't think is happening.
Yeah.
Because...
Not great.
The strength of schedule here, they beat Washington. That's probably their best win. Beat Fresno. It's just not there.
Yeah.
They ain't got the goods on the schedule. I mean, they're going to have an argument. They'll be left out, for sure. Because you win the Big 2. Or the Pac-2.
These poor bastards.
But yeah, any wild card game you like?
I'll take Memphis to cover 18 at home against Charlotte.
You're going Memphis -18.
Yeah.
Charlotte really is a fucking joke of a program,
which is weird because they're actually 2-1 in conference, but Navy just absolutely murdered them earlier in the year. Indiana fucking killed them to start the year.
Their coach is also hilarious.
Who? Charlotte's
the Biff Pogey guy. Have you seen a photo of him?
No, I haven't. Just, and I've
look
watched.
Up, just look up Biff Pogey. Also, his name's absurd.
Biff Pogey. Oh, boy. This is, oh boy, I am a fan of this guy.
I also think he's like a day trader.
Probably.
He doesn't give off those vibes, but he is.
This man is also he makes $1 million a year. If you saw him walk past you, there's just no way on earth. Memphis minus 18 over the Charlotte 49ers.
Yeah. We should do a deep dive one episode on just Biff Pogies.
I'm 100% down.
This guy's, he's the man. He's 65. Does he look good for his age?
No, he looks horrible for his age.
At 65? I don't know. I know he's just one of Harbaugh's boys. Which adds a whole nother dynamic.
Yeah.
Let's see. We can go many different directions here. We can go Bowling Green, Toledo. Not fully digging that. It's at Toledo. I was thinking maybe Bowling Green plus the 2.5. We can go UTSA, Tulsa.
Too many points, though.
Too many points. We can always go Utah State, Wyoming. Whoever wins that gets the 2 wins.
Okay.
Don't like that.
There, it's a tiny slate because there's a lot of ranked teams playing unranked teams this week. So it's tough.
Ooh, Nevada on the island.
Yeah. The latest of all.
Catching 2. Hawaii's not good. They're at home. They're a different piece, I understand. But give me Nevada. Give me the Wolfpack plus 2.
Okay.
And, yeah.
All right.
I'm going to go undefeated, and I'm going to catch you.
Well, I'm 21 games over 500. Where are you at?
Who could say? how many games behind are you? Am I? You're at 83 wins. I'm at 66.
It looks like you're about 20 games. You're 20 losses behind me.
Yeah. I'll catch you.
20 back in the loss column.
That's nothing. There's how many weeks left? 3?
Yeah.
Wait, no.
4?
4.
Yeah.
This is counting this week.
Yeah. Counting this week, there's 4? Ugh. Wait, no. What? There's four weeks in November. So there's 5 weeks left, right?
There's 12 weeks in college football. There's week 13, which is like conference championships.
We will do conference champions,
yeah,
too.
But how many that aren't ranked?
Well, I don't care. We're going to pick them all.
We can't pick them all. We can only pick...
I know. We're going to pick the unranked ones, though.
There will be 1 or 2.
Yeah. Maybe. I also think that...
I guess the Sun Belt, the AAC, probably.
Yeah. Obviously... No, the AAC... The AAC will be a ranked matchup.
You're right. Fuck.
We'll see. Yeah, but Sun Belt and... I think we should count if any of us think an unranked team is going to beat a ranked team in a conference championship.
We can pick that, I guess. All right.
Yeah.
All right. Sounds good.
Yeah.
That's all I got.
Cool. That's all I got, too. See you later.